An unfolding catastrophe is how the World Food Programme has described the worsening food crisis in the African nation of Niger, where around 200,000 children are already suffering from severe malnutrition. With over 7 million people, or just under half of its population, facing food shortages, Niger lies at the centre of a food and malnutrition crisis that is affecting nearly 10 million people in the Sahel region of the continent. The food shortages are the result of a deadly combination of recurrent drought, crop failures, increases in food prices, and abject levels of poverty that have often forced people to sell or kill their starving livestock. Philippe Mougin is a senior humanitarian officer for CAFOD, the London-based Catholic Development Agency, and he recently returned from a week-long visit to Niger. He told me more about the gravity of the food crisis there.
Yes, it's a very serious crisis indeed. More than 7 million people are affected. That's nearly half of the population of the country. And among these 7 million people, 3 million people are really in desperate need of assistance. I wouldn't call it a famine, because the international community has been mobilized and millions of people receive food assistance. But for some of the badly affected families, some of these people have nothing to eat and don't receive food at all.
So when you say there are people who don't receive food at all, how are they coping? How are they surviving? Are they literally going for days without proper food?
Well, when I was in Niger, I heard people talking about surviving on whatever berries they could find, people cutting meals. Some families, they just go for some days without food. There won't be a harvest before late September, October. So we are really at the tipping point of the crisis. And for the coming weeks, there are certainly some people who have nothing to eat for some days.
And what is the physical condition like of the babies and children in this area? Did you manage to visit any rural areas? Can you describe for us or paint us a picture of how they are suffering?
Yes, children, of course, are most vulnerable and they are bearing the brunt of the crisis. CAFOD, we work with our partners on the ground, and one of the first things we did is to scale up our feeding centers. The rate of admissions in feeding centers has gone up since April, May. At some point, there were 7,000 to 8,000 children admitted in the feeding centers across the country every week.
And did you see, as you moved around, signs of children who were obviously malnourished? Is that very common amongst the population?
Yes, absolutely. When I was in Niamey, I visited one of our feeding centers, and I followed the family at their home. I know that the mother had to go to the feeding center every week. She's walking a very long distance to get to the feeding center, something like 15 kilometers every week to get the food for her children. One of the child was in a very bad condition with a kwashiorkor, which is a very acute form of malnutrition. And it's one case among many of children surviving on the food that is distributed in feeding centers.
So is there a risk that many children will die unless more aid reaches the country?
Even for children reaching the feeding centers, unfortunately, you cannot avoid completely some death in the feeding centers for the children who are in the poorest condition. But of course, most of the children who can receive treatment will be saved.
And what do the people say about these food shortages and about this hunger?
Yes, people are, you know, desperate. They're hoping for assistance. The new government has acknowledged that there was a crisis and called on the international community for help. But unfortunately, the assistance is not enough. The World Food Programme, with its partners, is only reaching 2 to 3 million people out of the 7 million affected. Clearly, the regions in the eastern side of the country, where most of the nomadic population is living, there is a very desperate situation with the livestock. So we consider that some areas, 60% or more of the livestock has perished.
Do you have any particular anecdotes involving either a family, an individual that you met, that can illustrate for us the plight of these people, if you could briefly tell us? about one such case?
You know, in feeding centers, you find children in a very, very poor condition. And mothers try their best to get some treatment for the children. But it's very sad to see in some families that there are children in the feeding center at the moment, but the same mom had other children who died in previous crises. So it's always heartbreaking to hear mothers saying, yes, I have got one child at the moment under treatment, receiving food, but I have had other children who were in the same condition and who have died. So these kind of stories really make you realize that it's really a tragedy.
And is the situation going to get worse before it gets better in Niger?
Well, we are literally now the tipping point of the crisis. It only started to rain a few weeks ago. All will depend on the current rainy season and the next harvest, but it's not before the end of September or beginning of October that people will start harvesting. So for the coming weeks, assistance is absolutely necessary to keep these people alive.
I was speaking to Philippe Mougin from CAFOD, who has recently returned from Niger.